In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, you got to answer every question. Every question in the Scriptures you must answer. There are no parenthetical questions or hypothetical questions. Everything is meant to be answered. There's a very important question today. And that question really should be one that you answer every day. And that is the question that was asked in the Gergesenes by the demons. Even the demons can say things that teach us. They don't want to do that. But despite themselves, sometimes they speak the truth. And this truly is a true question, the kind of question you should always be asking. In fact, your whole life should be an answer to this question. And that is, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? If you evaluate your life, or if you're in the position of someone like myself who sees many people working out their salvation to various degrees, then you'll see that really how we live is always predicated upon how we answer this question. What is Jesus to us? It's a very important question. And it does not have, actually, an obvious answer. Oh, yes, you can say things that are absolutely theologically correct and true about this. I mean, he's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the creator of all things, and yet he became created. He is, as the St. Paul says, the same yesterday, today, and forever. That in him is life. Those things are all true, of course. Absolutely. But to really understand the answer to this question, we have to have in our heart nothing but Christ. And understand that without Christ, we don't even exist. And when we do something that is not like Christ, it is like denying our existence and his. It is like being dead. If we understand this, that our existence is only through him and because of him, not just because we were created once, but our continued existence, our life is completely dependent on him. And there is nothing else and no one else that can help us. If we understand this in our gut, if we understand this deeply in our heart, then we will prosper. We'll change. We'll become perfected. Now, the gospel for the six ecumenical councils is the one that you'd expect, and that is from John. His prayer in chapter 17 before he went to his passion. And usually, when I see this gospel, I always think of that very important definition of salvation, which I mention all the time. But in reading this gospel again, in context with this question, what have we to do with thee, Jesus, the Son of God? I see that at the end of this selection is the true answer to this question. The truest answer, if we can say that. It's kind of not very good grammar, not really correct syntactically. But the answer that, the ultimate answer, shall we say. Of course, we are created to know God. We are created to become like God. Do you know that the fathers think that man is actually Christ and man together? Not that we, of course, share in Christ who he is. But without Christ within us, man is dead. Not a man. We're not human until we become like Christ, because Christ is the quintessential human. Well, the first and the last. So, at the end of the prayer that our Lord is giving to his Father, which is about us. It's about his apostles, but then by extension about us. He says, "And now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves." It's a very interesting way to put it. One might think that he would say that they might have joy. He doesn't say that, that they might have his joy. And what is his joy? Well, our Lord Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Has all things with the Father. All that the Father has, he has. All that the Father knows, he knows. All that the Father is as God, he is as God. And so, his joy is to be in perfection and in perfect communion with God. And this should be our joy. Look at your life, the things that you do, the smart things and the dumb things, the sinful things, the virtuous things. If you are having your joy in Christ, then you're doing intelligent and good and spiritual things. But when we do things that are for our own joy, then that is when we fall into deep trouble. It's really as simple as that.